The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. This can't happen in America. Yet it has already happened. But that is the attitude of most people. This can't happen in America. This can't even be happening. And then they refuse to believe that it is happening, even though it's all happening right in front of their face. As the Biden administration brings down America, and they are bringing America down, guess what has just occurred? Besides, you know, bringing America down, the Biden administration has also been poking Russia and trying to start World War III, is what it seems like. The Russians have deployed Satan II nukes for combat. That's what they call them, or that's the nickname. Maybe I don't know if the Russians gave it that nickname or us, but anyways, the Satan II nukes that have been deployed for combat. Another massive sign that they are getting ready to strike. Folks, when surprise attacks happen, you go back in history and you realize it wasn't really a surprise. It was just the people that should have been watching were neglecting watching and didn't think it could possibly happen and had ridiculous attitudes that made it possible for it to happen. And that's how history always looks. There's always massive signs. It's always a slow buildup. It's whether you're looking at the signs and knowing, holy cow, there's another massive sign. But for most people, they don't even know that this has occurred. This is not even really making the news. So 99% of Americans don't know that a massive sign that Russia is getting ready to strike, not the Ukraine. They're not going to hit Ukraine with nuclear missiles. They don't even need to. If they're going to use nukes, it's going to be on us. Who's the one propping up Ukraine? And it would be in a surprise attack. So I've been looking and waiting to see if more stuff about, you know, the deployment of like the Poseidon, which they did move the Poseidon around and said it was for practice drills. And I said, I don't know. I think they might be using that as a cover to deploy it. I said that in a different episode. Now we have the Russians possibly deploying a nuclear weapon, the Satan II nukes, for combat, and it's a blip. Nobody even cares. Here's the attitude of most people. It can't happen, so it won't happen. You don't have to worry because America is, you know, we're just way too good of a nation. We're way too moral. God would never judge us. And then you sit back and think, oh, wait a minute, are we a moral nation? Holy cow, we're the most immoral nation on the face of the earth. There is no nation more immoral than us. More than our immorality, we spread our immorality upon other nations, and other nations become even more immoral themselves by following what we do. We lead the world in immorality. And yet Christians get stubborn and say, well, God can't judge America. You don't have to worry because I live here. And since I live here, it can't be judged. You know, that's so untrue and non-biblical. When Israel followed God's laws, they were blessed by God. And if I were to say this to most Americans, has America been blessed by God? 90% or more of Americans would respond, yes, America's been blessed by God. Well, what if America takes those blessings and uses it for pure evil and becomes the most evil nation on the earth? Would God judge America? They don't even ponder that. They admit that God has blessed America, but they don't ponder, what happens if you take those blessings and become the most evil nation on the face of the earth? Would God judge you? Now, the answer, of course, is yes, God most definitely will. He did it to Israel. Israel was blessed. When they took their blessings and become immoral, how did God judge Israel? He used Israel's enemies to come, foreign enemies from outside of Israel, and smash them, destroy them. What is occurring right now? China and Russia and North Korea and Iran and others are all lining up, getting ready to smash and destroy America. China is at war with America and is even basically saying it out loud. Xi has even announced that they are in war preparation. War preparation for who? For us. Russia is deploying their Satan nukes for combat. But don't worry. Don't worry. We're super moral. So God's going to protect us. Or maybe we're so immoral, God's not going to protect us, and it's happening because of our immorality. And it is because of our immorality. Now, there is a slight truth when a Christian says, yeah, but I live here. Well, A, God can protect you supernaturally. Even when he judges a nation, he has done this in the past where he picks people he chooses, or whole huge massive amounts of people, his children, to protect, and they're protected through the judgment. That's possible. That could happen. It also could be that God is about to pull his church out. And I lean towards that. I think that's what's happening. And I was not even a pre-person. But because of my understanding of end time prophecy and my true understanding of Revelation 18, Revelation 17 and 18, but especially Revelation 18, which deals with America. A lot of people don't know that America is in the Bible, but it is. It's clearly Revelation 18 and Jeremiah 50 and 51, if you want the details. And some of you say, how did you know all this was coming years and years and were warning people? That's how I knew, because I understood that America was an immoral nation way before most people and could grasp we could become one of the most wicked nations. And if we do, then Revelation 18 doesn't sound crazy. The reason why your pastors never taught you that Revelation 18 is pointing towards America is because your pastors could never believe or fathom that America would be the most immoral nation in the world. But now when you read Revelation 18 and you understand that America isn't the beacon of good and light anymore, then Revelation 18 makes a whole bunch of sense that it fits America. And then some people will say, but Ben, Revelation 18 is at the end. It's near the back of Revelation, so this happens at the end. No, I have studied this for years, and I can tell you for sure it happens before or at the very beginning. I can't pinpoint. It's either before or the very beginning of the tribulation. It's not at the end. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me in Revelation 17, the chapter before, it says this 10-horned beast and the kings, that's the one world government, okay, trying to form. It says they have not received their crowns yet. They haven't yet received their kingdom. They have this nation, this end time nation that you can read about in Revelation 18 and 17. I wouldn't worry about 17. You'll get confused by 17 because it's too much about the dragon and the horns and stuff, and people get all confused. Just read 18 if you're looking for about America. Just read 18 if you want that. 17 gives you the timing, though. It lets you know there's a one world government trying to form, and it needs to get rid of this harlot, this nation that is the economic hub of the world. Here's the signs that Revelation 18 shows you. Now, just listen to these. These are facts, and no one can deny them. This nation, at the end time, is the economic hub of the world. It is a Christian nation, which is very key. Well, you can't say it's a Christian. Yes, it's in Revelation 18, it says, and the voice of the bride and the bridegroom will not be heard in you any longer after it's being destroyed. Who's the bride and the bridegroom? Jesus and the church. It's saying that this nation has Jesus. His voice has come out of this nation, and its church has spread its voice out of this nation, but it won't be heard in her any longer. So that 100% proof, this is a Christian nation that gets destroyed. It's a Christian nation that's considered a harlot because it's whored itself out to the world. It's the economic hub of the world at the end time, right before the one world government is formed. So it's the number one nation, this nation that gets destroyed in Revelation 18, this city, this great city, is the economic hub of the world. Yet it consumes all the world's goods. It says that. And the rest of the world gets rich from it consuming its world and will mourn when it gets destroyed, because who's going to buy all our goods? Now think about this. There's never been a nation that can buy and buy and buy as everybody else gets rich and yet still be the richest nation in the world. Only one nation has ever done that in the history of the world, and that's America. How is America able to do that? Because we're on the dollar system. The dollar, the whole world's on the dollar system. We can print basically our own gold. As we print our own dollars, we can use it with foreign countries. So even though we're spending and we're just printing money, we can still consume and consume and consume, and they can all get rich, and we still stay rich. That has never been done in the history of the world. That has only been fulfilled by America. No other nation has ever fulfilled that biblical prophecy in Revelation 18, except for America. But people can say I'm crazy. Here's another thing. You can check this out. It's either verse 24 or 25 in Revelation 18. It talks about that it deceives the whole world with its sorcery. But if you look up the word sorcery, and anyone can do this, you can Google it. You can even Google it. The root word of sorcery in Greek, which this was written in, is pharmakia. So this nation deceives the whole world with its sorcery, with its pharmakia. Or you could say it shouldn't have been translated sorcery. It should have been translated pharmacy. But I think when they were translating it, they didn't think that made sense. It makes sense now. This nation deceives the whole world with its pharmacies. And the blood of the world and the saints and the blood of the whole world is found in it due to that. I'm not making that up. It says this. Now you tell me, Ben, you're crazy. That doesn't match America. Ben, there's no way that matches America. Go read it for yourself if you disagree with me. And let your eyes be opened now that I've given you the keys of what to look for. And now that you have that, you should not be blind. The scales. Look, I think the whole world, for a long time, God has made it so that the scales were on most people's eyes to not see this, because the surprise attack is coming. And God doesn't want people to know. But I think because we're so close, I think he's going to allow some of the scales to come off his children's eyes. Well, rest of the world, they're not going to know. They're not going to understand. But if you're someone who studies Bible prophecy, you could read this. You'll be able to understand it. You'll be able to see it. And I can't go any further into it. I've just given you an overview. If you want then the details of what occurs even after that, Jeremiah 50 and 51 seems to be connected to the exact same event of Revelation 18. So it's cool how the Bible does that sometimes, where you can get other details and other viewpoints of what happens in a different part of the Bible. Jeremiah 50 and 51, because it's talking about a daughter. You'll see the connection if you look at it. I can't go further. I could go on forever on this stuff. So that's how I know and have known for a long time what is going to happen to America, and it's all being fulfilled and it's coming, and that's why I'm so confident. Because it's not my wisdom. I'm not relying on my intelligence. I'm relying on biblical intelligence. That's why. And so I have lots of confidence in biblical intelligence, I'll tell you that. All right. Now, that doesn't mean I still can't interpret things wrong. Doesn't mean that I can't be wrong. Obviously, I can be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I will be amazed, because I don't see how anything else could fulfill what I'm seeing. Anyways, let me get to Charlie Kirk, because he's talking about how this attitude that this can never happen, which is mostly, I really think Christians have the biggest block on, this could never happen to America, for some reason. He's seeing it, and he talks about it. Take a listen to Charlie Kirk.
We have these limiting beliefs. Oh, this would not happen in America. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. I said, Charlie, I don't even recognize the country I grew up in. And that kind of confusion is intentional, because the country you remember has been broken. Really, there has been a new founding. And by the way, they look at themselves and their project, which to the normies, to the Republicans that don't think very deeply, which, by the way, is most of your elected Republicans. They're not very smart. They don't think very deeply about stuff. There's some great ones, but most of them are just not really all there. They're like, wow, it's so confusing. The left looks at themselves as a founding generation. The left looks at themselves as trying to refound the country. They don't like the Constitution. They hate it. It's too slow. It's too deliberate. It's too intentional. So they're trying to refound the country into something new. And how do you first, what's the first step of doing that? Well, there's many steps. They started the Cultural Revolution, and now they're in the phase of locking up anybody who is a threat. Get O'Keefe figured out. Get Tucker off the airwaves. Get Bannon in federal prison. Get Donald Trump in federal prison. You see the pattern, and most Republicans are like, well, let's just let this end. Again, the analogy I hear is we're in the midst of a storm and let the storm blow over. That is the attitude amongst most moderate establishment Republicans right now. Things are really crazy. Let's just let it blow over. Let's just let people get it out of their system. If you understand anything about how the Marxists, the cultural Marxists, the Hegelians operate, this is simply part of a process that will never end. They're going to grind you down to a halt until you're completely abolished.
That's 100% right. I told you this when the election was overthrown, and I said they so blatantly overthrew it. It is so blatant that these communists have done it. And with Biden's connections to the Communist Party of China, it's so blatant that the communists now overthrew our elections in America. They're never going to come out of power. You think they're going to let go of power? So what's going on with Trump and this whole movement and everything? Do you not see that God is using Trump to expose America as an evil nation? When we Christians couldn't fathom America being as evil as it is. Folks, when I was reading and became convinced that America is being talked about in that Revelation 18, which I won't go back into that, but at the time I became convinced, I don't know, 2008, 2010, I can't remember. It was somewhere back then. I even said to myself, I can't imagine myself viewing America this way. Because even though I knew America was corrupt, then I knew America was super corrupt. I didn't think of it as, are we the most evil nation in the world? Are we spreading evil throughout the world? Immorality, and I'm talking about from God's point of view more than anything else too. The immorality that is being spread throughout from America, throughout the world, is beyond comprehension, and it's all been exposed ever since Donald Trump went in and said he was going to drain the swamp. He didn't drain the swamp. He made the swamp show its true colors. As they attacked Trump, you got to see, oh my gosh, the Republican Party isn't the Republican Party. They're a bunch of fake frauds who hate Donald Trump and hate us. They hate the people who vote for them. They're liars. A lot of them are Democrats pretending to be Republicans. They were there to make sure that our agenda never went forward. They were there to make sure conservatives didn't get their way, and they ran as Republicans to ensure it. And you only have like 20% of the Republican Party actually like its base. And Trump exposed that. Even Trump didn't understand that. He trusted the Republican Party. He appointed all these people that the Republicans were saying. And what did all those people that Trump appointed listening to the Republican Party, thinking he was working with the Republican Party, what did all those people do that he appointed? They all backstabbed him and backstabbed him and backstabbed him. Because they were corrupt. Because they aren't Christian men. They don't have God in their hearts. They're immoral men. And the Bible has always said this. You're either on the side of Jesus or you're not. And I used to think, you see in America, well, there's some people, they seem pretty good. They're conservative. They're this and they're not really godly men, but they seem... No, they're not good. They're not good in their heart. They're not good men. They've not gotten forgiveness from Jesus Christ. Therefore, they are evil deep inside. They are corrupt men, and they pretend. They put a mask on. They pretend to be like us, and they're not us. They're on the other side. Anyone who's not with Jesus Christ is on the other side of what is good. If you say, I'm on the side of good, then you have to be on the side of Jesus Christ. If you don't say you're on the side of Jesus Christ, you're not on the side of good, you're automatically on the side of evil. Automatically. There is only one good, what God says is good, God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son. And Jesus is the Word of God. So God is what is good. And if you're not on the side of Jesus, you're not on the side of good, automatically. And everyone who is on the side of Jesus is automatically on the side of good. Now, Let me get to the Russian nuke thing. I told you about it, but I want you to hear it from someone else so you understand. I'm not making this stuff up.
Here we go from TimCast.com. Russia activates world's most powerful nuke. The Satan II missile is 1,000 times stronger than the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and could destroy the UK in 6 minutes. Now, I want to slow down there a minute. And the most powerful nuke, there's a variety of reasons why it's described that way. But I think it's fair to say that there is a diminishing return on the power of the nuclear weapons we currently have. And it's because, I love Moore's Law. You guys are familiar with Moore's Law, right? Mm-hmm. That you know, every 2 years, the processing power doubles or whatever. Yeah. And then eventually got to the point where they were like, no, it's officially going to stop. But then they did multi-core processors. So they figured out a way that make the law technically keep going. That's the thing with nuclear weapons. It got to the point where we had these very, very powerful nukes. We had Tsar Bomba. And then eventually someone was like, I got an idea. Let's just put 12 nukes in one rocket. And now we've got something substantially more powerful. And it's like, okay, well, there you go. So for this one, it is powerful. But we've got nukes that are 1,000 to 1,250 times more powerful than the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The Satan II missile, while massive and extremely powerful, standing at 100 feet high, nearly unstoppable, is one of, I would say, in my opinion, not that I'm a combat expert or anything, one of the most powerful nuclear weapons. It's being deployed into combat duty. And now I already know a lot of people, we've got one super chat from Tim Jake saying that it's standard replacement of obsolete equipment and things like that. Some people are saying, oh, don't be so dramatic. Here's why I think this is, there's a reason we bring this up. I think I have the story right here from the AP. Ukrainian drones strike deep in Russian territory, Moscow says, while a barrage in Kiev kills two. Vladimir Putin said they would not use nukes unless they were facing an existential threat. And now we are escalating to the point. Insider reported just the other day, 2 days ago, the ruble is failing. And now more Russians are cutting back on buying basic goods like food and toothpaste. You've got this several now military strikes in Russia. There was a military incursion into Russia from the Ukrainian side. And now Russia is deploying, whether it's a standard replacement or the activation of their most powerful weapon. We are escalating to that point.
We have escalated, folks. The signs with combined with China, the military exercises that they did that was a blip in the news, China and Russia doing military exercises together. Folks, they're preparing for a surprise attack. China has tons of their military members crossing our southern border as we speak every single day. This is not me making it up. It's in the news. The signs are everywhere. Do you have to have a spiritual blindness not to see that the destruction, we're on the brink? How long? I have no idea. I hope Jesus returns this fall because I think it's very possible. Because I think our destruction could happen this fall. Very possible. If you're going to attack, I'm just thinking strategically, if you're Russia and China, you would do it in the fall because then you enter winter. So those who have survived the initial attack and stuff go into winter, and that makes it even harder. So that's why it's ideal to attack in the fall. Anyways, better get right with God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At The New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
The truth is hard to find, but The New American has it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.